Welcome to Rafa Said It Here, a show about everything and anything that happens in our lives that impacts our mind, body, and spirit. I am so glad that you're joining us today. Welcome to the show. Hey everybody, welcome to Rafa Said It Here. My name is Rafaela Silva, and I'm very excited that you're joining me this week. And if this is your first time tuning in and you're listening through Spotify, make sure you hit the follow button and also the little bell next to it so that you can get notified of my latest episodes. And if you're listening through Apple or any other platform, make sure that you hit the follow button and also their notification system. So today I'm going to be talking about faith and belief. I've come as of today to an understanding that faith is such a fluid space. And the reason why I call it a fluid space, and it could be in part that I grew up in a very diverse household where people believe in different things. You know, I always mention that, you know, as we go into this road of healing and self-discovery and self-awareness, we get to see that a lot of things that we do, who we are, how we show up in the world, has a lot to do with what we have experienced and what has been programmed for us to believe. So, you know, growing up in a household where there was at least three faiths that were being represented, you know, searching and seeking for something that substantial becomes a lifelong journey. And that is why I have come to a conclusion that faith is fluid, that we're going to go through several spaces when it comes to faith. I also want to mention, alongside of faith, there's also truth, and how for me, I've been kind of discovering that space of truth and how it impacts my faith and my belief system. So to start off, I want to talk a little bit about my background. So I grew up in Brazil in the slums of Rio, and my household, there were three different faiths. My grandmother and my great-grandmother, her mom, and this is on my mom's side, okay? I was raised by them. So my grandmother and my great-grandmother were both Cartacists. They believe in reincarnation. They believe that you come in this world several times in order for your soul to evolve. Most Cartacists go through to like a center. So if you ever heard of mediums, so they in these centers, they talk to the dead. They talk to people that have passed away. So that's who my grandmother and my great-grandmother, which was her mom, believe. And so did her sister, I want to say. And then her husband, my grandfather, his background was Umbanda. Umbanda is a mixture of three faiths. And both of these are Brazilian religions, by the way, you guys. So Umbanda is another Brazilian religion that combines Candomblé, which is also a Brazilian religion that practices Yoruba belief. That, in addition to Catholicism and also Spiritism, Cartacism. So Umbanda is the combination of all three. And my grandfather was Umbandista, or he came from an Umbandista family. Now, within that family, there were 24 children, including my grandfather. And some of those kids opened up a center in Rio, and they practiced Umbanda in that center. So what my life looked like as a kid, like I said, we were Catholic by title, because everybody who is from Brazil or Latin America just automatically Catholic as you're born. We never really practiced Catholicism. We would go to church maybe during Christmas time or Easter, but we never were churchgoers. I don't remember going to church as a kid. But we did go, my grandmother, who was a Cartacist, would go to the center, my grandfather's family center, to practice Umbanda. And so I, that's where we went. That's where we went on weekends when there were special events, special parties. And perhaps I'll do a podcast on that, these different faiths that I practice in Brazil. So that's how I grew up. I grew up watching those rituals, dances, food, what they practice, you know. And what I saw mostly was that, and also my grandmother who will always talk about spiritism inside the house. So my entire, from 6 months to up to 13, is what I got to see and experience on the daily in my life. So when I came to the United States, I tried to maintain the faith. Of course, it was very tough because there was nobody practicing any of those faiths in the U.S. And I would ask my uncle, who was a Umbanda priest, I would ask him to often do the stuff that I need to do, what we call my obligations, right, in the faith. And so he would do those for me. But eventually I found a Cuban guy who helped me kind of continue to practice it. But when I went to college, it was difficult to maintain. It was difficult to maintain the faith. And because I've always been such a curious person when it comes to religion, to faith, to spirituality, I always sought after something. I remember wanting to, I was curious about Buddhism at one point in my life. I remember dating a guy who was a Muslim I went to the temple one time with him. But I've always been curious and intrigued by religion, faith, and practices. And so eventually I became a Christian and I was very, very involved in the church. I was a Sunday school teacher, a Bible teacher. I started a whole entire missionary program. And then eventually I realized that I had these gifts and ability to heal through the words of my mouth and also through energy. And that led me to begin to practice Reiki and other forms of spirituality. I began to let go of religion and became what people will call spiritualist, right? To go within, I began to connect to practices such as Arcturian healing, Shambhala Reiki, Akashic Records. All those things that kind of opened up this question that I always have, and I always have my clients ask these questions for themselves, is why are we here? What is this whole meaning of life? And I did a live many years ago on why are we here, which is fantastic. If you ever guys ever want to watch, you go to my Instagram and just go my highlight. It's going to say IG Live. I think it's the only video that I have in there. But just going back to the subject here, me inquiring about those things, about these questions, about why we're here, led me to really dive into different faiths and understanding and become fascinated, to be honest with you, with different things. And so, but one of my biggest struggle was I felt like I had to choose. And for many years, it was my struggle. If I can't be a Christian anymore, if I am, you know, talking about XYZ, or people are going to call me a fraud. Like, how can you talk about galactic beings and you know, Yoruba stuff and Jesus, you know, you got to choose. And I struggle very hard. And so because I love these other faiths and access to this information, I always felt really bad when I talked about the Bible or scripture, and especially being a Bible teacher and a Sunday school teacher. It was very difficult because although there are so many things within the Bible that I agree with, that I love, that I embrace, there are a lot of the things that I don't either. So it's very difficult to navigate these waters of faith and belief. And so the other day, I was reminded by a friend of mine who sent me a video, and it was a video about Umbanda. And it was like an aha moment for me because I said, wow, I grew up in that mixture of faith. And that was my connection to belief, to spirituality, was through many different things at the same time. And it makes sense why I'm fascinated with so many different things at the same time. And I just heard this voice that said, you don't have to choose one or the other. I want you to choose what feels good to you, what makes sense to you. Your body will tell you what that is. And so it leads me to that comment I made, you know, earlier, that how truth and faith, somehow the one impacts the other. And what I have come to understand is that when we know what the truth is, we can feel it in our bodies. We're going to feel like we will know it. And sometimes that could be a challenging, because whatever that is for you, you know, someone else is going to say, that's not true. That is not the truth. And so that's what the challenge is. And so that's why I say faith is fluid, because we're evolving, we're learning, we're still transforming. We're bringing the things that we have learned as a child, and we're bringing to adulthood. We're trying to figure out, like, what is all this about? But one thing I realize for sure is that your bones will tell you what the truth is. And whatever that is for you, embrace it and ask your higher being, your higher self, God, the Holy Spirit, whomever you believe in, to guide you, to show you. One thing I know is that the truth will always show up for you. And there's no denying of it. And only you know what that is for you. And so I just wanted to kind of hop in this week and just share that what's in my heart. I don't know where you find yourself in this walk of life in terms of what you believe, but know this, you will know it, your bones will know it, and whatever that is, embrace it, love it, and I believe that when you do, things begin to align. You guys, thank you so much for joining me this week. Let me know if you take that on. You can send me a DM at I am, that's I, letter M, Rafaela Silva, or A New Life School, both on IG. I see you guys next week. Thank you so much for joining me. Bye-bye. Hey, you guys, don't forget to check out RafaelaSilva.com, where you're going to find healing tools, coaching sessions, and of course, resources to uncover your purpose and help you see what's possible. See you on the inside.